Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, pro wrestling fans, here on a Falls Count Anywhere Friday edition, podcast edition of Busted Open Radio. I'm Ryan McKinnell in for Dave LaGreca. Got the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, along for the ride. And on today's episode, we chat with AEW president and owner Tony Khan for some Tony time on a Friday. And we spar with LaBar as Justin LaBar stops by to give his take on all the hot topics in the world of professional wrestling for this week. So sit back, relax, click play. It's Busted Open on a Friday. It's the one and only Tony Khan here on a Friday for some Tony time. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Ryan. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm good. You can hear the excitement in my voice. Yes, we're going to talk about Rampage. We'll talk a little bit about Dynamite. But Tony, it's been 3 years, man. I'm excited to have you back in Sin City next week.
I'm excited to be back, Ryan. Thanks for having me on. I'm very fired up. We're celebrating the 3-year anniversary of the beginning of AEW next week. Wednesday night actually signifies the 3-year anniversary of our first show. And we can start celebrating today because it's Friday. But really a big week ahead for us going back to Vegas. And it starts early tonight. AEW Rampage in an early time slot. We're on a good spot. 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Pacific. And really a great lineup on the show tonight. I'm really excited about it. We have a main event tonight, very befitting of a great show that Rampage is, with Jon Moxley and Bryan Danielson teaming up against Dante Martin and Matt Sydal. Should be an awesome, awesome match tonight. I'm really looking forward to it, and a great way to start the weekend, and with a big week ahead, I think it's just going to be so much great wrestling on the calendar.
Tony, it's been a great week. For AEW, it's been a great month for AEW. With what happened in the last four shows on Rampage and the last four Dynamites, I'm looking so forward to Wednesday because it being an anniversary, I'm sure that the anniversary, you got some really unbelievable special things planned.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a great show. Wednesday night, again, 3 years of AEW and leading up to what I think is going to be one of the biggest nights, if not the biggest night in the history of the company, Double or Nothing 2022. Just such an amazing lineup on this show. So many big matches to look forward to. I'm really so excited after a great, great set of matches to lead up to it the last couple of weeks. So excited about Hangman Page, the AEW world champion, defending his title against CM Punk, the number one contender, at Double or Nothing. And Hangman wasted no time showing that he's ready for this match. He took on really tough competition just a couple nights ago on Wednesday Night Dynamite, on TBS. What a great match between Takeshita and Hangman. It was just tremendous. And I think it got a lot of people really excited about Double or Nothing in the main event.
I'm glad you brought up Takeshita there, because I've been busting open dates. It's like, you've been butchering Takeshita's name, Takeshita. Listen, again, Tony, I am so glad you brought that match up, because Takeshita and Hangman got it absolutely in on a Wednesday. I brought it up to, you know, Mark here to start the show. What you're doing with some of these Japanese names, right, that are maybe unfamiliar to a North American audience, very reminiscent to me, Tony, of the cruiserweights of, like, the WCW era. Like, when I was a kid watching WCW, like, I didn't know who Psychosis was. I didn't know who, like, La Parca was. That was, like, my introduction to those guys on that show. Do you feel some of that sort of pride of what you're doing here in North America with the likes of Takeshita and others?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, to me, Takeshita is a great, great heavyweight. And I think it's a different style than the cruiserweights. To me, we've exposed a lot of great wrestlers who are cruiserweights and various styles of wrestling. I think something we've been able to do, not only on Dynamite and Rampage, but also on our YouTube shows, Elevation and Dark, is, you know, feature a pretty wide array of wrestlers from all over the world, including Lucha Libre, and, you know, a number of great pro wrestling stars from different companies over there. And I think that'll be very apparent when we team up with New Japan in June to present Forbidden Door. The great stars in New Japan used to have a home in America on TBS and TNT on Thunder and Nitro. Mm-hmm. And now they still are, you know, here and making trips over. And now, once again, back on TBS and TNT. And I think we've had some great stars come in from New Japan. Some of the biggest stars have never been over here and made their debut on TBS and TNT. And I think that's something else we have to look forward to with Forbidden Door coming up. And what a great lineup that'll be. But absolutely talk of the wrestling world right now. Double or Nothing, and Takeshita was awesome against Hangman. I thought John Silver 2 weeks ago did very well against CM Punk. Got a little bit spicy in both matches after CM Punk, John Silver. There was a face-off when CM Punk went to use the Buckshot Lariat. And then it was Hangman Page, you know, who this time in the ring used CM Punk's finish to go to sleep. CM Punk was a little more reserved, maybe showed his veteran presence. But again, after the match, they ended up nose to nose, and I'm very excited for it. And we have a lot to look forward to next week. And I think as much as anything, I'm looking forward to CM Punk versus Hangman for the championship next week. Should be a really, really great match. Also really looking forward to Anarchy in the Arena, which now will be a wild scene, a 10-man tornado tag match. Just should be absolutely nuts. And Stadium Stampede, we had for a few years absolutely great action take place. But now that we're back in the arena, full capacity with great fans in Las Vegas, I think it's very fitting what Moxley said. You know, Stadium Stampede isn't the right thing to do with all these fans. We're in this arena. We got a record gate, and these guys are just going to tee off on each other next week in Anarchy in the Arena, and it's going to start tonight. We got a really, should be a great scene. It's going to be a great, great wrestling match to cap off what I think will be a great hour of wrestling tonight on TNT at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain Time and 4 p.m. Pacific on across the country, with a great lineup and the main event of Jon Moxley and Brian Danielson versus Matt Sydal and Dante Martin. It's the first match for Matt Sydal in several months coming off a knee injury. So it's a tough matchup coming off an injury. But we've seen Dante and Sydal not only have great matches against each other, great trilogy that these two have had as opponents, they've also been great teammates, and I'm really excited to see them face the Blackpool Combat Club, Moxley and Danielson. And Moxley and Danielson can't look too far ahead to the competition next weekend against the Jericho Appreciation Society, but they won't have to look too far to find Chris Jericho, the host of AEW Rampage. And Jericho is going to be joined for this awesome main event on commentary by Lord William Regal. So it should be interesting to have Jericho and Regal on commentary for this great match.
Yeah.
Wow. Tony, there's so much that you said right there. I wanted to go back a little bit. Takesta is one of the best athletes that I've seen in a little while. And the match that he had with Jay Lethal was unbelievable. The match that he had with Paige was tremendous and arguably the best match of the week on any brand of wrestling around the world. What's next for him?
Well, it's a great question. I'm excited to have him back here, and I think absolutely there'd be some great matchups ahead for him. The sky's the limit for a great young wrestler like that. And he goes back into the line and works his way up to get another match with a champion, I think, and certainly be very deserving of it. And, we'll see where we stand after Double or Nothing, but I think any of the great champions would be happy to fight somebody as strong as Takeshita. And then, as we were saying, I think just a great lineup and great set of matches ahead next week.
All right, we're here with the owner of All Elite Wrestling, Tony Khan, here for some Tony time on a False Count Anywhere Friday. Rampage going down tonight, which I'm very appreciative of this because I need to get bed early for a Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern on TNT. That's going to be Rampage tonight. We will all be watching. We'll be talking about it tomorrow, World's Strongest Man, on a Saturday edition of Busted Open. But Tony, that's going down tonight. We can talk more about Rampage, but I do just want to talk a little bit about, man, 3 years. It feels like it was just yesterday that it was 2019. It was Memorial Day, the pomp and circumstance, the debut of AEW here in Las Vegas, man. I'm curious, like, as you head into this 3-year anniversary, we're coming off the back of COVID, right? Like, so much chaos of the last couple years, really since the inception of All Elite Wrestling. How good does it feel for you personally to be sitting on the cusp with 3 years and making your return to Las Vegas?
Oh, I'm so excited to go back. It's been a long time coming. We've had great, great fans coming in for Double or Nothing and all of our events in those years since. But, the original Double or Nothing was such an awesome show for us. And the Las Vegas fans, it's a fight capital of the world. And I'm personally very excited to see, not only a lot of the great fans from our first show coming back, but a whole new set of fans because we're in an even bigger venue. It's a record live gate for us. First time AEW has ever hit over $1 million just in ticket sales on one show. And it's going to be worth it for all those fans coming in because we have an incredible, incredible lineup of matches that I already referenced. You know, in addition to CM Punk taking on Hangman Page, the world champion, challenging for the championship. We have, and we mentioned a bit about the Jericho Appreciation Society taking on John Moxley, Brian Danielson, Eddie Kingston, Santana, and Ortiz in that Anarchy in the Arena, and getting a little preview of Moxley and Brian Danielson wrestling tonight, which, by the way, we didn't really I was glad you brought up Takeshita, Mark, but I didn't really get a chance to go back then and talk much about Brian Danielson and Moxley, which to me, I'm just so excited to see them wrestling tonight. I think it's a match nobody's going to want to miss. Dante Martin and Matt Sydal are just really exciting wrestlers. And, Mox and Danielson, to me, are probably as must-see as any two pro wrestlers on the planet. And in the same match on top of that, and I know people won't want to miss Regal and Jericho on commentary tonight, especially with how intense the situation has gotten ahead of the Anarchy in the Arena next week at Double or Nothing on pay-per-view.
I'm excited about that. This match tonight.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
It's awesome. I'm excited about it, man. I think that Matt Sydal's got a lot to prove. He's been out for a little while, and Dante Martin is, you know, fastly becoming one of the favorites in pro wrestling, especially AEW, but around the world. I mean, people look forward to seeing him. And man, the BCC is the BCC, brother. I don't know in years if I've seen a group of men with Mr. Regal right there standing next to him that's been more impressive. And to be able to announce this main event tonight is, wow, it's going to be a special one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you interviewing those four men ahead of that match. And it's hard to keep Danielson and Moxley's intensity on the screen, especially Moxley, whenever you get him backstage to do those interviews. And I'm sure all the fans are looking forward to it. I always look forward to it when you say it's time for the main event, Mark. And this week I really am looking forward to it because it's a great main event. And we're also continuing the Owen Hart Cup tournament tonight. And both on the men's side and the women's side, we've already had some great matches. Tonight, the tournament continues. You know, coming off of a great show on Dynamite, we had great matches. We saw Samoa Joe and Kyle O'Reilly advancing to the semifinals, and we saw Adam Cole advancing to the finals of the tournament. So we know Adam Cole is going to be wrestling at Double or Nothing against the winner of Kyle O'Reilly versus Samoa Joe at the three-year anniversary on Wednesday. And we also saw Dr. Britt Baker advancing in the tournament, with Britt Baker beating Maki Ito, the Joker. And with Dr. Britt Baker now moving on, she's going to be taking on next week in the semifinals, Toni Storm. We also know that Ruby Soho has got a trip to the semifinals based on her win over Rio on Rampage last week. So the bracket's really coming together. And tonight we've got the final quarterfinal, the last quarterfinal, I should say, in this great tournament, with Red Velvet taking on Chris Statlander. And we'll have Ruby Soho on commentary on Rampage, which is going to be great because Ruby Soho gets an up-close personal look at whichever one of them is going to be her opponent next week in the tournament. And I'm just really excited for that. I think the Owen Hart tournament action has been tremendous. And tonight on Rampage on TNT will be no exception. I think Red Velvet versus Statlander, two longtime friends. They know each other really well. They've teamed up in the past. And I think it's going to make for a great, great one-on-one matchup in the Owen Hart tournament tonight on Rampage.
Tony, I'm glad that you brought up the Owen there, because I think it's been one of the most enjoyable sort of stories to follow in pro wrestling over the last few weeks, the matches themselves. And then this week we got a little bit of surprises. You referenced the Jokers, Tony, and you referenced Maki Ito. And on the other side of that was Johnny Elite, John Morrison, in another life, Johnny Mundo, whatever terminology you want to use for the man. He is in All Elite Wrestling. He had that great match with Samoa Joe. What's the future look like for Johnny Elite over there? Because I know a lot of people were excited to see him in an All Elite ring, Tony.
Oh, man, it was great to have Johnny Elite here. What a great matchup he had with Samoa Joe. It was a great way to make his debut in the Owen.
Yeah.
And that was tremendous. And really, I'm very glad he was here. He's a great mentor to some of the young wrestlers in the locker room. And somebody that I think fans have looked up to for a long time. And he went toe-to-toe with one of the toughest wrestlers in AEW, one of our great stars and one of the greatest stars in the history of Ring of Honor, Samoa Joe. And I'm personally really looking forward to that one coming up, you know, with Samoa Joe next week, taking on Kyle O'Reilly. It'll be interesting because Samoa Joe, that arm and shoulder, you saw Jay Lethal attacking him with that. You know, and now with Satnam Singh and Sanjay Dutt and Jay Lethal attacking him, injuring that arm and shoulder, he went in to this match, you know, relatively fresh against Johnny Elite, he didn't come out of it that way, certainly. We saw Samoa Joe favoring that arm. And Kyle O'Reilly's probably the last wrestler in AEW you'd want to face with that kind of an injury. In fact, we saw his arm submissions were deadly, and he picked up a submission win, you know, going after the very injured arm of Rey Fénix, who just came off a serious injury. And
yeah.
Kyle O'Reilly, you know, that's a very tough match going in with that kind of an injury, and be very interesting to see who advances in the semifinal next week. And really excited also next week on our 3-year anniversary show of Dynamite coming up ahead of Double or Nothing, that we got such a great matchup with Dr. Britt Baker versus Toni Storm. I think that's just such a great matchup. One of the best matches we've ever had on Dynamite, I think. And Toni Storm's a great star. Yeah, Dr. Britt Baker's a great star. I think it's a dream matchup. We'll hear from the two of them tonight on AEW Rampage ahead of that matchup. And like I said, we got the last of the quarterfinals tonight also with Red Velvet versus Chris Statlander. So I think those are really, really great matches and very fitting for the great legacy of Owen Hart. We tried when I was putting the qualifiers together and then taking the qualifying wrestlers and placing them into a bracket, trying to create great matchups for the fans and also for the Hart family, and with Dr. Martha Hart and Oge Hart and Athena Hart coming into AEW and representing Owen Hart's legacy and the Owen Hart Foundation. It meant a lot to have such awesome matches from the very opening round and from the first show in New York, and continuing that this past week in Houston. And it just really, really very cool to have these matches in the Owen. And it's continuing tonight on Rampage in an early time slot. Again, a little bit earlier, people are used to seeing Rampage as a late night show. But the last few weeks, we've been all over with time shifting. And now we're kind of in a different spot, but I think a good spot. Again, at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific. And because the show's on a little early, I came on early today because you guys typically have me on at 11:30 Eastern and 10:30 Central. And I thought I would come on a little early today because the show's on early. So it's like, since people heard me early, it's going to remind them the show's early.
Yeah, it's synergy. We like that. We like that. All right, TK, Tony, we're going to get you out of here on this. You mentioned it, early start time for Rampage tonight, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Are we going to get an appearance, Tony Khan, from Danhausen and Hook, otherwise known as Hookhausen? Because, Tony, I'm loving what we're seeing between those two.
You bet. You're definitely going to get an appearance
yes.
from Danhausen and Hook tonight on AEW
yes.
Rampage. I can guarantee that. And a lot of other great action, too. It's a packed hour of pro wrestling. I'm so excited for it. And fans are going to have a lot to look forward to, including, again, a great main event with Dante Martin and Matt Sydal taking on Bryan Danielson and Jon Moxley. A main event you are not going to want to miss ahead of a pay-per-view. You're not going to want to miss. We're just 9 days away from Double or Nothing. And the lineups really come together, and we'll have announcements on the card tonight on Rampage on TNT.
There you go. That's coming up tonight. Early start time, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's going down on TNT. It's Rampage. Tony, I know I'm not going to get to see or talk to you before next Wednesday's Dynamite, so I'll just say this. Thanks for the time today, and congrats on 3 years, man. It's been a blast.
Well, thank you, Ryan. Yeah, I really appreciate you. Thanks to you and everyone at Busted Open for giving me a chance to come on and promote the show, and thanks to all the great wrestling fans around the world. It's only because of the wrestling fans and their support that we're here to celebrate 3 years of AEW next week and kicking it off a little early tonight with a special AEW Rampage at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, 6 Central, 5 Mountain. Thanks, Ryan. Well, thanks,
there
Mark.
There you go. That is the owner of All Elite Wrestling, Tony Khan.
Hey everyone, Lindsay Rhodes here, deep in the NFL offseason now, which means the news cycle slowed down a little bit, but we've still got lots to talk about on my podcast, The NFL Roadshow. In fact, I actually love this part of the offseason because there's time to talk to people who impact the NFL without having to chase whatever's happening that week. We love to get into the weeds, and we will be doing that weekly. New episodes out every Thursday, designed to make you and me smarter football fans. So listen and subscribe wherever you stream your podcasts.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
It is time to spar with LeBar, and we welcome in Justin LeBar here on a Friday. What's up, man?
What's up, guys?
Justin, it is time to spar with you. It is Spar with LeBar here on a Falls Count Anywhere Friday of Busted Open. And, man, I feel like we got plenty to talk about. I don't know if this is going to be exactly enough time, but we'll try to make it happen. Let's start on Monday, man. Sasha Banks, Naomi, walking out of Monday Night Raw. Listen, man, not the first time that we've seen it. It won't be the last time, right? This has happened in the business before. Did you make about the news from Monday night? And have you heard any follow-ups on what could be happening, you know, in the weeks that come with these ladies?
I just want to point out, too, because this is like a chance to kind of we could talk about amongst and you can kind of like respond to common social media comments. I see a lot of people like comparing this to like, you know, to Stone Cold when he had his famous take his ball and go home. Mm-hmm. I just want to point out, because like it's hard to do this in the character limit sometimes on Twitter, the difference in the situation of that. Like, yeah, he left and he shouldn't have left, but he also walked out hours before the show had started. You know, it was over a creative difference of, you know, which he's since admitted that he shouldn't have handled even that way. It was over the difference of going into an unadvertised match with Brock and losing for King of the Ring tournament. But like, I think that's another big difference here is like a walking out is a walking out, which again, as Mike said and Mark said, it's not the right way to handle it. But there's also then a difference of severity of what you're doing of when you walk out hours before the show is going live versus the show has started. Everybody is in their place. It is live TV, boss included, is sitting there behind the curtain producing a show, right. And you are in the average and you leave like that. I think that, you know, people that maybe weren't watching wrestling live and only have heard about the Austin thing from, you know, since from podcast revisiting or whatever, if you were there live, like it wasn't like that Raw didn't start. They weren't advertising that. Like it was a little bit of a different situation. I just want to point that out of details, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a locker room, right? And you're kind of on some level, you're sticking it to the rest of your coworkers. And listen, I understand both sides. I might be in that weird sort of middle ground where I again, since we don't know all the details, I can't really take a side in this. Like I could see how I could be on one hand on Naomi and Sasha's side. And on the other hand, depending on the circumstance, I could see how I'm on WWE's side, but I am on all workers' side from the standpoint to your point, Justin LaBar, when the show starts, that's a whole other ball game. When you're being pitched out there and promoted for the main event, it is what it is at that standpoint. And not, Mark, I see you nodding over there in agreement.
Yeah, I would have started. I would have done the show, and the only way that I can see that we don't know everything. You know, we don't know the particulars. Maybe they told them before they went on the air.
Maybe
all of this happened before they went on the air, and they said, look, we're leaving. They said that they came into the John Laurinaitis office when the show started. The show could have started. You have the pre-show. You have dark matches. You have, I mean, there's a lot that you can say before the show or during the show. After everybody's, you know, they turned the lights on and the announcer's in the ring. There's a lot that happens before the announcer gets in the ring. they open the doors at, 6 o'clock or whatever. Sure. That's, you can consider the show starting when they open the doors. So, like, we don't know. We're just speculating on what that is. Hopefully all of this information will come out and it'll clear the air. But my issue was not even with the walkout. My issue was not even with the disagreement or them the disclaimer. My issue was with people on the show saying that was unprofessional. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if that was my wife and I'm working on that show, I'm walking down to the announce table and I'm going to say, hey, you stay professional, do your job. And then I won't have to walk down here to the ring to tell you to not do that again. Because that would have happened on their live programming. I was John. If I was Zeus, and Corey said that Corey about Graves. My wife,
yeah.
Corey Graves yeah. said that about my wife, it would have been an incident because I'd have walked through Gorilla. And I bought everybody in there on my way down to the ring.
But Mark, how do you know Vince didn't tell
if
him
Vince
to say
told,
that?
I would have asked Vince, did you tell him to say it?
Yeah.
Nobody's exempt.
Mark, I think though, if you're a talent that's offended by what commentary is saying about your wife in that situation, if you're a talent there, aren't you probably assuming that those broadcasters who are your colleagues are being told they're out there with the live mic and being told to keep the show running, that they're being fed that to explain why we're changing the main event and that we've already started advertising on a broadcast.
Yeah, but I think that if Vince or whoever's at the Gorilla that's saying, hey, we're changing the main event and Corey say this, or Corey took it upon himself to say it, everybody would have been addressed. There would not have been one person up there that I wouldn't have said something to. And Vince would have had to be there too. He's that gorilla. And if they want to remove me from the building, remove me from the building. You talk about taking your ball and going home, man, you're going to ruin a lot. You can't do it with pride. You can't do it. It was not right. It was wrong as hell for him to say that about another talent that he worked with, that he got to walk the halls with, eat in catering with, fly together with. It is not his place to say that. It's not Becky Lynch's place. Look, I like the people.
Sure.
But the whole point, if the office told them to say that, they were wrong for doing that. And they put them in a bad spot. Because if they took it upon themselves to say, wow, that was unprofessional, you keep that opinion to yourself and not on the air. Because you're going to incite a riot, especially with me. If it was me, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be Debo or bully or nothing of that. I'm just saying this. You want to be professional? Be professional. Because they were unprofessional for talking about that on the air when they don't know all the facts. I guarantee you Corey don't know shit. He didn't know nothing. Except, wow, they're not going to wrestle? What do you mean they're not going to wrestle? They left? What are you talking about? If that's your opinion, keep your opinion to yourself. You state the facts. That's why I keep saying, we don't know. We're all of us are speculating on this situation of what went wrong and what was right. If my life is in danger and I make the decision to walk out, am I wrong? No. So until we know all the facts, we should keep this the way that I was saying. We don't know what happened in that room. What they did as a statement was to cover their ass for legalities, not because they wanted to get ahead of it on social media. Social media don't mean nothing.
Well, it does mean nothing. Mark, it does also open up the possibility. And Justin, I mean, you've been dealing with it a lot this week as well. Once you release a press release like that, it opens up the door for a lot of speculation as well.
Right. They started the ball rolling. Nobody would have knew nothing if they would have kept their mouth shut.
Yeah. So, Justin, as we talk about –
that's what we're doing.
Yeah. That's right. I was going to say, as we talk about speculation, man, we got a couple more minutes here left for you. Obviously, we've talked a lot about Sasha Banks and Naomi, but the other big story over the last 24 hours, Stephanie McMahon taking a leave of absence from the WWE. Obviously, you know, details on this are scarce, Justin. It took a lot of us by surprise. Took, according to some reports, some folks in WWE by surprise. There are also some reports out there that Nick Khan is going to be taking over some of her duties. What do you make of this news kind of over the last 12, 24 hours of Stephanie McMahon taking a leave of absence?
Well, it's certainly news, and it does seems like it comes out of nowhere, but I'm not thinking too much more to this right now unless something arises that makes us think more of it. Like I look at it as, you know, here's a woman, a working woman, a wife, and a mother of three.
Yep.
Who's been working nonstop for the last 22 years for this company, you know, traveling, you know, working in the office. I mean, just in the role of chief brand officer, you know, her current title that she's, you know, taking the leave of absence from. And that's a lot of travel. That's a lot of other events. You're being a face for the organization.
Yep.
You know, so I just looking at it as again, just being, like I said, mom of three. You know, obviously, you know, her husband had a terrible health scare in the last year, so I could just see it being, we've got through Mania season. Let's just take a little time to enjoy life, enjoy family. I'm not making more of it until something comes up that would deem that we need to make more of it.
Justin, you're a dad, and you know what it entails to take care of your kids and to be active at their schools and to do things. She's got three. I have two, and it's hard. She's got three. She's got to go to their parent conferences, the grandparents' day, the this, the that, the all of the stuff that you have to do as a parent, like times three. And to not let one kid feel left out. What about birthdays at school? You know, they have the birthday parties at school. You know, my, you know, I got one in private, one in public. I understand what that is. If as a mom, those kids want their mom there. And if one of my kids ever expressed to me, like they did when I retired, like, you're leaving again? Bro, I'm done. I'm not gonna be the wrestler that never saw their kids. I'm not gonna be that dude. I'll start working at Home Depot before I let my kids feel like that I'm gone all the time and I'm abandoning them. If they ever get an abandonment feeling, I'm gone. I'm home. I'll be a home dad.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm there with you. I have two, and right now, just at this time of the year, you know, school stuff's wrapping up, a lot of end of the year stuff, and it's like trying to keep balance and make sure one doesn't feel like I didn't attend the other thing, you know, whatever. And so, yeah, and that's just, you know, and you, like you said, three, you know, the weight of the world of what she has to do with work, like I said, health care with Triple H. I mean, I can understand. I understand the McMahon name, obviously the mentality, and this obviously starts with her father. The McMahon mentality and name and reputation is workhorse. You never stop working. You work while the other guy sleeps. Sleep is our enemy, JR. I understand all of that. So I can see that the optic is, ooh, Stephanie's taking a leave of absence. That seems unusual. I can understand with the hoopla blah that we still don't know the full thing of Shane at Rumble. Well, and then he's all of a sudden not around. Like, so I can understand that it presents from an optic standpoint, especially in a business and in a, as fans, you know, we're always looking for the drum. Everything's a work. So you always think there's more to the story. Maybe there is, but right now at face value, I just look at it as everything we just said. It's just a mom and a wife just taking a little downtime, taking a little vacation that's longer than the beach vacation, you know? So
good stuff
there. I guess
you married exactly. Oh, what were you going to say? Sorry.
I am. I was going to say, Nick, you know, it seems like, it seems like, seems like he's going to be kind of, I guess, maybe taking some of the Chief brand, which, I mean, he's got a rich history working in Hollywood and working in the media prior to WWE. So I guess maybe that draws some justification.
Man, you mentioned
time
Shane,
will
man.
Tell.
You mentioned Shane. I want to say congratulations and shout out to Declan McMahon. Shane's son is committed to play football at Indiana for the Hoosiers. Shane is also a dad, and he's got those boys. And like Stephanie got all the girls, Shane got all the boys. but they want to be parents. They're good people, man. Yep. And I understand. So until we know all the facts, I feel like that it's always good to take a knee and just wait and then discuss it from there.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Mary Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.